nothing without bellows, but having one heck of a groovy go at doing a wild and wiki show on CQT Radio, beginning almost exactly 10 years ago. And the name of the show, in case you didn't already know, is the Subterranean Jungle. It's here in this primeval patter-packed territory, baby, that I spin a slew of scorching sounds guaranteed to pound, particularly if they're put onto pulverizing plastic by nasty, no-good garage mix. Hell-bent on letting that furious bus guitar noise fly in your face, as well as all over the place. In other words, babies, nastily dressed kids dishing out their pent-up teenage rage in spades. And that is something that untamed youth in the mid-50s started to spew, and something that some cool cats and kittens continue to do even now in the Squaresville late 90s. But considering that it is the 10th anniversary of CKUT Radio, and therefore of the weekly version of Flip Out Show, for the next 60 swinging minutes, I'm gonna blow your little minds to bits, digging the garage rock and roll in heaven that was 1987. Although I will occasionally cheat by playing the odd, terrific 60s punkin' treat from 85 or 86. Anyway, it's a sure thing we'll be getting our colossal 10th birthday kicks, so y'all better stay tuned, my little baboons! Okay, in case you listen to the Subterranean Jungle anytime between 1987 and 1993, baby, you undoubtedly recognize that opening buzz-blasting theme that creamed your bean during this show's first 6 years. And on the night of November 17th, 1987, the first combo to follow that theme on the Jungle's debut CKUT broadcast was one of my 80s favorites coming off loud and fast, the Fleshtones. And so it's only fitting to now have them throw on one of their many meaty and chewy rockin' bones. It's a nifty 1987 number that will definitely make you want to move your rear, and it's entitled Way Up Here.
You're not to blame. You have it all, so it's such a shame. You should be fine, you got everything you need. But something
One cool Kinksy Cruncher completely satisfying the endless appetite of all you trash rock star fiends. A broiling cut called Devious Means, offered up on a primitive platter by the Mighty Caesars. I'm flipped out in the subterranean jungle, as usual, serving up the sonic sleaze that can only please, while celebrating being on the CKUT airwaves since the late 80s, 1987 to be exact. And soon, Pennsylvania's creatures will be giving all L7s heart attacks, thanks to an early tune of theirs that always makes me come alive. It's from their first 45. And it's called I Can't Find You, but it will most certainly find your eardrums, that's true, immediately after you get hip to the sweet sound of the whip.
Sweet Susie, she'll beat you to death. Sweet Susie, from Russ Meyer, the director who gave you Vixen and Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. For a taste of evil, Sweet Susie, a woman too much for one man. Sweet Susie, the diary of a wicked lady, the memoirs of a bad girl. Sweet Susie, no man escaped her island or her whip. Sweet Susie, slamming, crashing, banging action from opening scene to mind-bending climax. Sweet Susie, she ain't no lady. This motion picture's rated R.
Sweet Susie, now giving you a hiding at a theater close to where you're residing.
Let's in. on every play.
The inside.
Big gal.
Speak easy, drink easy, pull easy.
Hold your group together with Roads of Sound Stream.
Yeah.
thanks to Sweden's Creeps, a great and groovy time is guaranteed. And so there they were, providing me with just what I need. And the Stems created a barrage from their garage as well, performing a mid-80s song that was certifiably swell. Can't resist. As all of you in CKUT Radio Land find yourselves utterly unable to resist, the 60s punk-style slam blam blared out during this week's Subterranean Jungle 10th Anniversary Hullabaloo. I'm flipped out, socking it to you like I have always loved to do on Tuesday night since 1987, and is presently in precisely 18 minutes past 11 as the brood prepare to change your mood by getting y'all even higher. Yes, sirree, baby, those rough and tough chicknicks will be claiming that everybody's a liar. So brace yourselves for them mean girls from Maine going insane as soon as the friendly folks at Wrigley give you something tasty to chew and chew.
Hi ho, hey hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi ho, hey hey, chew Wrigley spearmint gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi ho, hey hey, chew Wrigley spearmint gum. It's good to sink your teeth into Wrigley spearmint gum. That lively flavor freshens your mouth, and the good chewing helps make the job go smoother and faster. Enjoy chewing delicious Wrigley spearmint gum every day. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley spearmint gum. Get some soon.
More music, more music, more music, more music.
for the Pandoras from Los Angeles, California, doing a ditty that's more than a little okay, in and out of my life in a day. And hey, you're with Flipped Out, as I shake and shout to the garage rock and jive that has made CKUT listeners thrive for exactly one delirious decade. And in celebration, an ace assortment of mid to late 80s fave raves are driving you mad for my subterranean jungle platter pad, including a forthcoming one sure to be chock full of folk punk fun, committed to Wailing Wax by The Wild Mammoths. It's bound to get your brain and body on a whirl, and it goes by the title of Help That Girl, coming your way once the bottlers of Coca-Cola have had their say. Stick around. Here comes Naomi Rowe.
When I picked my baby up the other day, I took her to a scene where the sound was wild. They put a whole stack of records on. We stayed and danced till the coke was gone, cause things go better with coke. You go better with coke. Fun go better with food, goes better with you, go better with coke. Coke has a taste that you never get. We'll be right back.
That just makes me smoke, and that sure ain't no joke. Snap, crackle, and pops and all. Montreal's very own 60s punk, not to mention pop sensations from 10 or so years ago. The Gruesome zapping it on you, baby, while going on all about the things she does to me, which I will not get into in detail, other than to say that my cute, curvaceous kitten always pleases me without fail. Alrighty, baby, before the Gruesomes, the Optic Nerve was also on hand, as that mighty mid-80s Manhattan band lamented, "Ain't That a Man?" It's now 11:35 in CKUT's subterranean jungle, and this special 10th anniversary shindig will only stop when I'm too pooped to pop at midnight. So until then, I'll be ultra alright, and so will another garage outfit from New York City, the Vipers, who'll be quite literally doing it well the second all you girls out there discover that irresistible high karate smell.
High Karate After Shave and Cologne presents Sounds of Self-Defense. We now interrupt our regularly scheduled high karate shout lesson for a snap quiz. If you've been practicing your high karate shouts, you won't have any problems. But if not, you'll not only flunk the quiz, but you might get torn apart by your girl next time you try to wear high karate. Now it's quiz time. Here's the situation. Your girl is clutching at you on the back seat of a motorcycle, parked in front of a Chinese discotheque located in a hospital zone. Ready? Shout! Okay, now. If your answer was... You know high karate shouts 1 through 4, and you passed the snap quiz. If you missed the answer, keep listening to the high karate instructions on this station. And when you wear high karate after shave and cologne, be careful how you use it.
You're a pussycat, you're where it's at. The one that's in on every play.
The inside.
Big deal.
Drink easy, pull easy.
I'm
without shave and a haircut, two bits beat. We're the Chesterfield Kings and a snot-filled treat. Their scathing look at a bad, bad woman. And also making a demented din with a berserk Bo Diddley rhythm that's always in like Flynn here in the subterranean jungle. We're the telltale hearts out of San Diego, defiantly declaring it ain't me on CKUT. But it is absolutely me, baby. Tonight, celebrating 10 years of being downright out of sight and getting Montreal hip to the garage noise that always makes me flip. Flip out, that is. And gee whiz, looks like I still want the Chesterfield Kings to keep on putting the zing in your swing. So here they are on this week's subterranean jungle double shot, giving it all they got and laying down a mind-bending mound of sound. The Chesterfield Kings from 1987 advising, look around!
I'm going to
your eyes. Well, baby, I put that, because I had nearly enough of marking the 10th anniversary of the subterranean jungle by spinning savage, searing sonic stuff from 1987 or thereabouts. And you know, tonight's program couldn't exist without the liars infecting us with their particularly potent virus of garage-itis. And therefore, after you find out all about Wiener's galore, Jeff Connelly and his crazed liars cohorts will give Cubes plenty of eardrum pain, cranking up their killer cover of the alarm clocks. No reason to complain.
What do we have at mealtime?
Mealtime?
Mealtime.
Better get Kong's Wieners.
Kong's.
Non strong spices. All fine meat.
Kong's are the wieners that are fun to eat.
Hey, that's right. Kahn's all-meat wieners are not only delicious, but digestible, too. You will see the difference right in the store. Kahn's wieners are naturally lighter, brighter in color, no dark, tough crust, no strong spices, and that's why Kahn's wieners are more tender, easier to digest. 100% fine, tender meat, gently seasoned to bring out Kahn's delightful true meat flavor. Remember, wieners are not just wieners. There's a delicious difference when they're Kahn's, the all-meat wiener. Always look for the red rose label that says Kahn's, K-A-H-N-S. Bring home a package or two and treat your family to Kahn's All Meat Wieners, the wiener the world awaited. Not only delicious, but digestible too.
Oh,
1987. Those were the Mongols out of Montreal having a berserk ball, blaring out a rendition that's truly terrific of Have Love Will Travel, originally recorded by the Sonics. 11:58 is now the time. Flipped out is my name, and playing torrid trash for my stacks of subterranean jungle wax is my game. And I couldn't bring this week's special to a crunching conclusion without unfortunately making a mention of what has to be my crummiest memory of 1987. The tragic and senseless death of the Mongols' lead singer and guitar player, Kim Shadow. Kim was one of the coolest and craziest cats I'm sure I'll ever know, and it's certainly with his wild beatnik spirit in mind that I keep on doing this show. Anyway, one of Kim's fave combos was the Cramps, who just happened to be hitting town next Monday night. And this here is a 1986 Cramp scorcher that Kim no doubt felt was totally out of sight. Their lust-drenched ode to a delicious hot pearl snatch. The last depraved ditty of this evening's 10th anniversary bash on CKUT 90.3, baby!